From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Florida Governor Rick Scott providing an update on Hurricane Irma and says it's no longer just a threat.
The storm's here. Hurricane Irma is now impacting our state. Southeast Florida is already experiencing tropical storm force winds, and nearly 25,000 people have already lost power.
Scott has warned millions of people that time is running out to evacuate after the storm already killed at least 22 people in the Caribbean and caused catastrophic destruction. He emphasized that the storm is like no other Florida has seen, and those who remain there will not survive the storm surge. Behind Irma is Hurricane Jose, with similar strong winds of 250 kilometers per hour, following the same route with the island of Barbuda in its path. Now, Barbuda is virtually uninhabitable after Irma. Rescue efforts are continuing in southern Mexico after a massive earthquake struck late Thursday, killing at least 61 people. The Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, says that the quake was bigger than a 1985 earthquake that killed thousands there. This latest earthquake struck off Mexican southern Pacific coast and triggered a 1-meter-high tsunami, but there were no immediate reports of tsunami damage. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley is reminding Myanmar, while Washington supports the fight against violence in northwestern Rakhine State, that humanitarian aid must reach those in need. Rohingya insurgents have carried attacks to bring attention to their persecution. Clashes have killed at least 400 people and triggered the latest exodus of Rohingya villagers to Bangladesh. This is VOA News. The United States formally requested a vote of the United Nations Security Council Monday of a draft resolution to establish new sanctions against North Korea because of its nuclear and missile programs. President Trump is warning that, in his words, it will be a very sad day for North Korea if the United States takes military action against Pyongyang.
We've had presidents for 25 years now. They've been talking, and the day after an agreement is reached, new work begins in North Korea, continuation on nuclear. So I would prefer not going the route of the military, but it's something certainly that could happen.
Mr. Trump in recent days has made phone calls to key counterparts in Asia and Europe as the U.S. explores other means of corralling the North Korean threat, including continued diplomatic efforts. Syria has pushed back against the U.N., saying the report accusing it and its Air Force of using sarin gas to attack civilians is politically motivated and baseless.
The Syrian government said via official statement it possesses no chemical weapons and considers using them a moral crime that can only be condemned. The UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria says it has reasonable grounds to believe the Syrian government is responsible for the April attack in the rebel-held town of Khan Shaykhun, which killed at least 83 civilians. The commission based its report on information collected from satellite images, video, photos, medical records, and over 300 interviews. The government questioned the findings and rejected the commission's report. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
Indonesia and Malaysia are reminding foreigners of their claims in the crowded and contested South China Sea by destroying foreign boats that take fish from waters near their coastlines. Boat operators from China, Vietnam, and the Philippines often slip into waters off the Malaysian north coast of Borneo. In Indonesia, where vessels from the same countries as well as Malaysia come close to shore, authorities have destroyed 317 fishing boats since 2014. Saudi Arabia says it has suspended any dialogue with Qatar, accusing it of distorting facts just after reports that Saudi and Qatari leaders had spoken by phone and agreed to talks. The Saudi Arabia Saudi press agency said late Friday that a Qatari report about a phone call between the Qatari emir and the Saudi crown prince did not have any relevance to the truth. Qatari sources reported the two men agreed by telephone to appoint envoys for possible talks to work out the differences between Qatar and its neighbors. The news agency says that it initiated the phone call and asked for dialogue with Saudi Arabia and others. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.